It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. State lawmakers return to the Capitol today. They and Republican Governor Nathan Deal, though, will be affected by what the incoming Trump administration and a new Congress in Washington do on issues like health care. On Friday, in the midst of storm preparations, Governor Deal sat down with me for a few moments to talk about some of the upcoming debates. With a new administration and a new Congress, do you want that new Congress and the incoming administration to have a replacement for Obamacare ready before repealing it? Because that would certainly affect the decisions that Georgia makes about Medicaid and many other things.
Well, you know, that is always preferable, that you have a replacement of whatever you're going to do in place and ready to go. However, our state is not in the posture that some states happen to be in. We did not expand our Medicaid rolls, so therefore we're not in jeopardy of having to go back and take people off the rolls by some change at the federal level.
But Democratic leaders, including Minority Leader Stacey Abrams in the House, have argued that one of the reasons we still have so many people uninsured is that we have not expanded Medicaid.
Well, you know, it's a question of how much money are you going to be able to spend. One of the hopes that I have is that in whatever comes out of Washington, they will give the state more flexibility in terms of how we spend our money. We need to restructure and look at the benefit package under Medicaid, and we need to be able to hopefully continue to pay our provider community. Now, that's one thing that will be in this year's budget.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you going to propose a restructuring of Medicaid this year?
Well, not a major restructuring. There are several areas, one of those being in the primary care and OBGYN physicians' reimbursement rates. This is a continuation of trying to keep that reimbursement rate at a level equivalent to Medicare reimbursement rates in 2014. So that will be in our budget this year.
And that will help the providers. But as far as hospitals go, do we have time to take a wait-and-see approach to what the feds will do under the new administration when it comes to Obamacare, when we have, because of not expanding Medicaid, not drawn down a lot of the federal dollars that some of these hospitals say they need?
Well, you know, that's always an argument that some people want to make. Every hospital and every medical provider will tell you that Medicaid reimbursement rates is less than their cost. That doesn't keep the hospital solvent.
But there's still federal money that we're not getting.
Well, that's another argument that I think you're going to find that Georgia was very wise not to expand Medicaid and not to have a state-run health exchange.
Are you confident that whatever happens, the more than 900,000 people in Georgia who are now on the exchange will be able to maintain coverage, will not fall through the cracks?
I'm not going to make those kind of promises. We saw where we got when Obama made the promise that if you like this, you're going to be able to keep your doctor and your health care. And that did not pan out to be true. I think we have to be very
careful. But still, there are more people covered than there were before.
Well, any time that you ask the taxpayers of this state to pay part of somebody's health care bill, you would expect people are going to take advantage of that.
The state continues to struggle, Governor, with an epidemic of opioid addiction. Senator Renee Unterman is proposing several bills, including one that would ensure that all physicians are part of the state's prescription drug monitoring program. Is that a good starting point for you?
I think the physician monitoring program is the step in the right direction, and we would like to see as much participation as possible because we have a significant problem with this issue. Now, we have, in an executive order, authorized the over-the-counter purchase of preventive drugs that will be able to counteract an opioid.
Naloxone, which is, yes, an emergency thing.
Yes. And we will ask the General Assembly to put that executive order language into a statute so that it becomes permanent.
Is there anything you can do with the drug monitoring program to make sure that more physicians are covered by it, or is there anything you can do to say this is mandatory?
Well, we're going to explore all of those options. I would say that we need cooperation from the medical community itself because they are given great latitude under our law to discipline and to regulate their own membership.
I was going to get to that. We have a state medical board.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't it be doing more?
Well, we need the cooperation, voluntary cooperation, of everybody in the medical delivery system.
You mentioned voluntary cooperation, which, of course, everyone agrees would work best. But is there anything the state can do in terms of enforcement, some kind of hammer, if you will, on folks who either overprescribe medications or prescribe them too easily?
Well, I think there is. As you may know, we've had great success when our state became the operation for pill mills. It had left other states and had come to Georgia. We passed legislation that I think has virtually eliminated that, working with law enforcement officers. And, you know, if it comes to that, then we can certainly do the same thing and expand it into this area. I would hope that we can have cooperation from all the parties involved, including the medical community, to be able to just do it short of having to bring in that kind of a hammer.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. Governor, thank you so much for this time. We really appreciate it. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Dennis. Nice to be with you.